Okay, kids, you know what that sound means. It's about time to call it a day. Go to bed.
Aw, Dad.
I'm not even tired yet.
Can we stay up a little longer?
Please.
Mom, Dad says we have to go to bed.
What's all the commotion about?
It's the first night of Christmas break, and Dad says it's time for us to go to bed. Can't we stay up a little longer and decorate the tree?
Please, Mom. Please, Daddy.
Oh, honey, it's Christmas. The kids don't have school for the next couple of weeks. Can't we make an exception and do a little decorating together?
Christmas vacation, huh? Well, I don't see any reason why we can't get this tree trimmed from top to bottom.
Yay! All right. Thanks, Dad.
The tree sure doesn't look very festive without any decorations. We need some color.
Color indeed. Speaking of color, do you all know that the colors of this special season have symbolic meaning?
I've always been partial to silver. It reminds me of the braces Mom got on Christmas Eve 3 years ago.
Very funny, Hayden.
That's not exactly what I had in mind. There is great symbolism in the colors of Christmas. In fact, each color points directly to the story of Jesus as told in the Bible.
Seriously? I've been decorating for the holidays for over 30 years, and I never knew that.
Seriously, let's start with green.
Oh, yeah, green, as in cash, as in I hope Grandpa stuffs my stocking with Benjamins again this year.
Hello? I think Dad's talking about the tree.
You're right, Madeline. 7 feet of glorious green.
Glorious? It looks pretty dull and bare to me right now.
Well, you have to look deeper. It's glorious because green is the color of life. We decorate evergreen trees and hang green garlands this time of year to be reminded that Jesus came to earth to give us life. Now, can anybody think and remember a place in the Bible that talks about life?
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
That's right. Good job, son. God gave us Jesus so that we can have eternal life. So every time you see green at Christmas, or really any time of year, remember that Jesus came to earth so that we can live with him forever.
Madeline, open up that box next to you and start getting out some decorations.
I'm all over it, Mom. I found some things for the mantle. There's not much Christmas color here, but I sure do love our nativity scene.
Actually, there is some important Christmas color there.
Really?
Take a look at Mary. What color is she wearing?
Blue.
Hey, I got it. This is where Elvis got the idea for. I'll have a blue Christmas.
All right, Rockstar. I don't think that's what Dad wants us to remember.
But good guess, Aiden, but not quite right. In the days when Jesus was born, the color blue was worn only by nobility, people of great power and importance. Traditionally, Mary's depicted in blue clothing, signifying that she is to give birth to the King of Kings. Whenever we see Mary dressed in blue, we are to be reminded of the proclamation that angel gave to Mary. It's found in Luke 1:30 through 33. Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end.
Wow, cool.
And that's not the only Christmas color we're looking at right now.
It's not?
Nope. What other color do you see?
The only thing I see is an old brown shepherd's cloak.
Well, that's exactly right.
What? Oh, I get it. Oh, dingy brown of Bethlehem.
Hayden, you crack me up.
Dad, brown is a Christmas color, is it?
Absolutely. People don't often think about brown during at Christmas, but there is great symbolic meaning here as well. The shepherds in a traditional manger scene are most often depicted in brown garments as a reminder of the color of the wooden manger where Christ laid as a baby, as well as the wooden cross where 33 years later, Christ hung as Savior of all mankind.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amazing.
So, whenever we see the shepherds dressed in brown and kneeling at the manger, we are to remember the announcement of the angel unto Joseph found in Matthew 1:21. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. We are to remember both the manger and the cross of Christ, his miraculous birth and his sacrificial death. You two are doing a fantastic job with the mantle. Hayden, what do you say we dig into another box and get some things hanging on the tree?
Let's do this. Look what I found. Candy canes. I got this one for sure, Dad. Candy canes are red and white. What else is red and white at Christmas? The suit of the right jolly old elf himself.
Wrong again.
You've got to be kidding me.
Hayden, Dad says that the colors of Christmas all point to the story of Jesus.
Okay, then.
Okay, then. Red and white. Red and white. Man, I give up.
I think I know.
Well, go ahead, Mom. What do you think?
Well, red is the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross for our sins. It's the color of freedom he bought for us. It's the color of redemption, God's rescue of mankind from death and hell.
Well, that is right. And white?
I know. If red represents the blood of Jesus, white must represent that his blood cleanses us from sin.
Exactly.
The colors red and white are used just about everywhere at Christmas, so we are always being reminded that Jesus' blood washes us white as snow.
You're right, pal. Our red and white decorations remind us that the baby in the manger became the Lamb of God, whose blood was shed for all of us, no matter who we are or what we have ever done. The Christ child of Bethlehem became the Redeemer and Savior of all men.
Comes like a flood, comes flowing
It's beginning to look a lot more like Christmas in here.
Sure is.
Hey, look, here it is.
Great, you found the star.
I sure did. Can I put it on the top of the tree this year?
Sure, I'll lift you up.
Right on, thanks,
Dad. Oh, please be careful.
Oh, she's right. Third time's a charm.
There. How does it look, sis?
It looks beautiful.
Attaboy, son.
Gold.
Gold what?
The star. It's gold.
Yep, that it is.
I think I might know this one, Pops.
All right. What do you think?
I remember that when the three wise kings from the east followed the star into Bethlehem, they brought the finest gifts they could find to give to Jesus. One brought myrrh, another brought frankincense, and another brought gold.
Sounds like he's got it, Dad.
Sure does. Gold is widely known as the most precious and pure gift anyone on earth can afford. People make fine jewelry out of gold. Others give away trophies made of gold. Some like to even furnish the finest palaces around the world with gold. You've got gold ribbons, gold medals, gold membership. It all signifies the very best.
So when we see gold at Christmas time, we are to be reminded of the three gifts of the wise kings?
Yes, precisely right, Madeline. We are to remember that just like the three kings, we should always bring our very best. We also remember that God gave us the very best life possible, everlasting life, when he raised Jesus from the dead. So we offer back our hearts and lives to God. We are to live for him to the very best of our ability, holy, set apart for his glory. We give our best to God because he gave his best to us.
Like the wise men who have journeyed far across the desert sands, bringing all their greatest treasures, the finest things in all the land. I'm bowing down before you just to say that I adore you. Ever.
know what? I think the house looks better than ever this Christmas.
I think so, too.
Knowing what all the colors mean, it makes the decorations seem even brighter. The story comes to life in living color.
I couldn't have said it better myself, Hayden. We've recounted the whole story, color by color. Kids, I hope that whenever you deck the halls and see the colors of Christmas, you'll remember how they tell the story of Jesus. I tell you what, being surrounded by all of this vivid color makes me want to sing. What do you say we finish out the night in celebration? Let's sing some carols and worship together, shall we?
Father.